Blog Talk Radio.
All right, guys, welcome to the Armor Report. This is a show about stock market investing in the millennial age. That means we use traditional fundamental analysis to manage capital, but we combine it with millennial technologies such as algorithms to help us execute correctly. Crazy day out there. Let's get to the important part of the day or the show. Let's start it right away. I like to go over with you what our five proprietary algorithms are saying about the market. We follow the big indexes, and that drives all of our capital management here at Rosenthal Capital. So we've got five indexes we follow: the S&P, the Dow, the NASDAQ 100, the Small Cap Index, and the Momentum Index. We use exchange-traded funds for this. So we have algorithms written for these five exchange-traded funds. It's important to understand that because the algorithms are designed to specifically look at the volatility of each index. Okay, so what we've been telling you, guys have been watching us, guys have been following us, listening to the podcast. Thank you so much for being here. I like to say you're always helping me as much as I hope I'm helping you, because it keeps me honest, it keeps me trading correctly, and it keeps me investing correctly. Look, guys, this is not your dad's stock market anymore. It's not your granddad's. Okay? The volatility is greater than ever before, and the control of algorithms is something that your dad or your granddad never had to even think about. Okay? So we have to use these tools to help us manage a risk. Armor Report, algorithmic risk management research. That's where it begins. And so for those of you who watch every day, sorry, I have to go over this again. For new viewers, new listeners, I want to get you clued into where we are in this process. We use the top five index algorithms to tell us when to add risk and subtract risk. For a long-term buy and holder, it's just as effective as it is for a day trader. So what I mean by that is we have three managed portfolios at Interactive Brokers. We call them the model portfolios. It's our own private capital. My own capital is in each fund. And then our clients link to each of one of those three portfolios to determine how much risk they want. So in the most conservative portfolio, we talked about on the 24th of September, it's time to raise cash in your small caps and your mid caps. Okay, so we do that aggressively in our conservative portfolio. And we wait a little bit longer. We're not as aggressive in our balanced portfolio. And in our aggressive portfolio, we wait even longer. So we kind of worked our way into cash in October, depending on how quick we got there. And if you follow us on the website, Rosenthal Capital, you'll see a real-time risk-on, risk-off monitor that tells you we're all cash from the standpoint of, or I should say, it tells you we're all risk-off on all five indexes. And then below that on our homepage, it shows you the model portfolios. And so I made an update to that portfolio today. And that's one of the things I want to cover with you right now. You know that we've been risk off all five indexes since the beginning of December. We were risk off all five indexes at the beginning of October, right? And then at the end of October, we had a risk on opportunity, put some money to work. Market ran up for 4 days. When it reversed, we took off all of our risk. And in our aggressive portfolios, we went short. That was December 4th. Here we are with a market meltdown, which feels very much like a market crash, although it hasn't quite crashed yet. You know, it's just kind of a vicious bear market. I'm hoping it turns into a crash. We've got, if you look at the portfolio, I'll get back to that comment in a minute. When I say hoping, I'll get back to that in a minute. If you look at the website, Rosenthal Capital, you scroll down, you'll see our model portfolios. You're going to see today that every portfolio looks the same. We have 100% U.S. Treasury bills in those portfolios. Treasury bills. They go out 1 month. You can collect a yield of better than 2% on them. Now, I don't expect us to be there for a year, okay? But for right now, 100% cash. And I say, I hope it turns into a crash because we are ready to take advantage of this weakness on the long side if we get the right setup. That's where I'm at. That's where my head is right now. Going into the Fed meeting, you all knew that we were short the market in our aggressive account using put options. Put options, you know, lose value every day. And so I'm very quick when I hit a target to book a profit there. We made more than 100% of our money in 4 days or 5 days in those put options. And so when the market cratered down after the Fed announcement, I booked the rest of my profit. Do I regret that? Well, on the face of it, I certainly do, right? The market plummeted even lower. Plummeted lower into the end of the day, and I'm not short. Plummeting lower again today, I'm not short. Okay, obviously, I'd rather be short right now. And those of you following me on Twitter, hashtag Armor Report, know that I've been putting out a target for the market, which I'll get to in a minute, where I think the indexes are going. So why did I cover my short? Why did I go back to cash? Two reasons. Number one, I'm dealing with put options. So a 100% gain in 5 days can be wiped out in an hour in this market. It's insane. And the longer I hold it, every day I lose value. So I have to make some decisions. When I hit a target and I'm up 100% in 4 days, 4 or 5 days, I'm just not greedy. That's not what it's about for me. It's about getting the white meat. It's about adding alpha. The market's plummeting and I'm sitting in treasury bills. I'm adding alpha every day. So short selling to me is just gravy. It's just the gravy. Can I get in? Double my money, get out. Market keeps plummeting. I'm still adding alpha across the board every day. Market's plummeting. I'm in cash collecting yield. Great. The other reason that I'm happy to book that profit is that I tell you every day, I'm trying to help you and myself get on the right side of probabilities and statistics and put capital to work when the reward's worth the risk. Every day we're short, we're against probability and statistics. That's a fact. More than 100 years of fact. The market goes up 8 out of 10 days, right? 80% of the time the market's going up. So when you're in the teeth of a collapse, sure, the market can keep going down, bang, bang, bang. It's true. But the more oversold this rally is, or the sell-off gets, the closer we are to a snapback, just statistically speaking. And in put options, that'll just wipe out a huge amount of profits in a very short period of time, and I'm just not willing to do that. So I'm much happier to be patient. I booked a nice profit. Hey, man, 100%, 100%+ in 5 days on our puts. Great. Great. Now I'm just going to sit back, let the market crater if it wants to, let it crash if it wants to. And here's the other thought I want to share with you about short selling. This is very important. Maybe I should add this to my list of rules of the road from 30 years of doing this. Go to my website, Rosenthal Capital, click on algorithmic research. You'll see I'm building a list for you of all the things I've learned 30 years of doing this. If you fall in love with the short side, you miss the great entry points on the long side. You miss it. It's very important not to fall in love with the short side. Because the market goes up 80% of the time. Okay?
Call from Rosen.
Okay? The market goes up 80% of the time. So if you're making all this money short and you're committed to the short side and you think this is the end of the world for equities, you will miss the turn. You'll start losing money short. You'll cover your short. Hey, can I call you back? Okay. Can I call you back? Or try the sell, okay? Oh, great. All right. So this is a live trading desk, guys. Thanks for joining me. Calls come in. Trades are being executed. Right now we're long the market on our algorithm that day trades the NASDAQ 100. We're long at the moment. So there's a lot of things I'm dealing with right now. Okay, so I digress. To get back to this point, you don't want to be short in your mind as if the whole world's coming to an end. That trade only happens once in 100 years. The rest of the time, you just constantly lose money and you miss the turn. So what I try to do on the short side is get in when I have the best of it. When I double money or more and it hits a target, book my profit, start looking for the long side. Now, if I get an ideal setup short, what's an ideal setup? The market's now in a downtrend. We've been talking about this for the last couple of months. We've been protecting capital. Our conservative, balanced, and aggressive approaches on Interactive Brokers, the model portfolios, are wildly outperforming the market, right? Our alpha is huge. Markets are plummeting. We're in cash. We're making money short. What we want to do now is get ourselves ready for the long side because we're at the bottom of the downtrending channel. Now, please go to my Twitter feed right now. I'll give you a minute. Hashtag Armor Report. Okay? I'm going to do it with you. I'm going to scroll down and read to you a quote I put out, targets I put out. Okay? I put this out yesterday, and I put it out again this morning in case you missed it. The bear market leader is the small cap index. The reason I'm willing to book a profit here and start looking long is that even in a massive downtrend, let's look at 2008, let's look at 2000, okay? Those were massive downtrends, and yet they were very definable trends. So when the market got to the bottom of that channel, you wanted to be booking your profit short, looking long. It would rally back to the top of the channel over a 2-3 week period. Book your long, look to go short. That's how you trade a bear market. Now, eventually, there could be a crescendo explosion to the downside. It's true. It happens sometimes. But that'll set up a huge long opportunity. So if you're just sitting in cash and the market implodes, you're a winner. You're a winner. So it's better to recognize the type of market we're in. You short the top of the downtrend and you cover at the bottom of the downtrend. Okay? And I'm not looking for the 1 in 100 trade where the market opens up down 1,000 points, more than that, a couple thousand points, and I have some huge score on the short. That's just not what I'm looking for. I'm looking to grab the white meat and look to trade the downtrending channel. That's how I do it. Okay. A lot going on here, so I'm bouncing around a little bit. But, oh, right, I wanted to tell you, go look at that tweet, okay? Scroll down, you're going to see Armor Report, Bear Market Leader, IWM, right? I've been talking about that since the 24th of September. We couldn't the top tick the market better. Gosh, I hope you guys are picking up what I'm laying down because it's money. So small caps are in a bear market. We've been telling you that's the leadership. So we keep saying the paw prints are out, follow the paw prints. Watch small caps. You need small caps to begin to outperform on the upside to tell you that this sell-off is over. In other words, small caps will stop going down as the big caps catch up. And then we know maybe a rise back to the top of the downtrend is going to occur. So we've got targets out there. And one of our targets, by the way, we're already out of that Q trade in case anyone's listening. All right, so we were in the trade. It didn't perform. We got out immediately. If we're day, I'm going to get to this in a minute. Sorry. But if we day trade the markets that are in a decline like this and you're going long, you have to get paid immediately or you're not getting paid. So your stop has to be ridiculously tight. Okay. Going back to this tweet. So the bear market leader is the small caps. The small caps have now completely reversed the rally that started in August of 2017. And I tweeted out yesterday and again today for your edification, the price targets that the Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ have to get to equal where the small caps are now. So if they catch up to the leader, which it seems like they're doing in a hurry here, the S&P, SPY, would have to go to $245 a share. Right now we're at $247.5, only a couple dollars away from the target. The triple Qs would have to go to $145. We're at $152, so a little bit higher. And the Dow has to go to $220, and we're like $229 right now, I think. Right, so another 9 points down on the Dow. Okay, that's my initial target of where I think these bigger indexes are going to catch up to the small caps. Now, look, if the small caps keep plummeting, the price might be lower. But I think it's a normal location for the market to take a break and then move back to the top of the channel. That price where small caps are trading right now, well, they're actually below it. 136 was the price I was looking for on small caps that completely wipes out the gain from August of 2017. There was a risk-on entry point that we had on August of 2017 that led to a huge rally into the top of January 2018. That huge rally is completely gone now. This is why you don't want to be a buy and hope investor. This is why you don't want to be a passive investor. If you're not actively managing your risk, what's the point? You had a huge run-up and you gave it all away. Right? You know guys like that. They're all smug when the market's going, oh, I'm a buy and hold guy. Then it gets wiped out and they're just sitting around going, what am I doing? You don't want to be that guy. Don't be that guy. Be active. Manage your risk. That's how you create alpha in 2018 and beyond in the millennial market. So the reason I'm thinking this is a place for us to cover our short and then hold cash, the market can keep going down, but hold cash here, is that small caps are at the bottom of their downtrend and are trading below our risk on entry point of the August 17, 2017. And so to me, that's enough. This is like the crescendo selling. People didn't like what the Fed said. They're going to beat it up. But somewhere in here, the market's going to try to rally back to the downtrend, which is the downtrend plus the downward sloping 50-day and the 200-day moving averages. So when we get back up to that, ooh, I can't wait to short aggressively. But down here, not much interest in shorting. Now I'm looking for long opportunities. And I'll be even more aggressively looking for long opportunities if the big indexes come down and match those prices where the small cap is. So that's 245 on SPY, 220 on the DIA, and 145 on QQQ. If we get those prices, I might even be out there putting on call options on those indexes. Okay? And I'll let you know if I am. Okay, let's go over a rule of the road now. You know, I'm building a list for you, and if you look on the website, click on algorithmic research, you'll see a blog post that I constantly update for you called Rules of the Road, Investing Rules of the Road. I've been doing this 30 years. I'm going to share with you all the rules that I can that I've learned and hard fought. I'm going to be sharing this. I'm making this list really for my kids. I have a 5-year-old son, a 2-year-old daughter, and when they're ready for investing, I'm going to share this with them. And so I'm kind of building and compiling my list, and I'm sharing it with you as I go. So rule number – what's my rule number today? 57. Rule number 57. You can write this down or you can go to the website and pull up Investing Rules of the Road and you'll see it. Rule number 57. Bad news gets bought in a bull market, and good news gets sold. Now, we all probably know this already, but it's worth putting on the list because it's a paw print when you're in a bear market and a hoof print in a bull market. So let's look and see, are we in a bear market? We already know we are. I've already told you that. We've been 100% cash for a couple of months in here for most of the last 3 months, or even short, so you know. But let's just do a check. Let's do a paw print check. We cannot be getting better news, better information coming out on the cannabis stocks at this time. I've never seen a time where there's so much good news on a brilliant investing theme. There's another blog post I've got written for you about the investing super cycle that we've got in front of us for marijuana, hemp, you know, cannabis, whatever you want to call it, pot stocks. There is a massive amount of money we're going to make long on this group, on this trading desk. We're not long right now. We're in a bear market. That's at the top of our whiteboard, though. When the long opportunity sets up, that's where we're going. Hang on a sec, guys. I'm putting a trade on. Just a second. Lost my train of thought. It's a live trading desk, guys. The markets are moving. I'm trying to help you out. At the same time, I got to make money. Okay. Let's get back to pot stocks. So we're just looking for paw prints on a bear market is what we're talking about. Today, we got another great announcement. Budweiser, company who owns Budweiser, AmBev, is collaborating now with Tilray, major cannabis company, one of our favorites. So now we've got AmBev, Altria, Constellation Brands, three huge players that are sinking a lot of money, talking billions of dollars, into the marijuana companies. They see the huge investment opportunity. They know they have to be there. These stocks, which is incredible, are trading at or below the prices. Let me see. Sorry, I take it back. Not at. They are now trading below the price when Constellation Brands put in their $5 billion. Now, do we get angry about that if we're pot stock enthusiasts? No, we don't own them. So it's great. They keep driving them lower, man. That's beautiful. I got to drive them right into my basket. I can't wait to buy them cheaper. But it's clear paw print that unbelievably good news is being sold like crazy in this market. It's being sold like crazy. I'm updating that cannabis super cycle blog post every time an important story comes out on a stock that we think is, you know, worth merit to look at and investigate. So you can take a look at that. I try to update it on our Twitter feed to let you know when we're updating that blog post. And we updated it today with the story about Tilray. Okay. What's distracting me right now is that it looks like a double bottom is set up in the markets. We are dramatically lower at the moment, and I'm looking to get long the indexes. I think a normal rally back up to the VWAP is in order in here. And that's a pretty stout move. I mean, the NASDAQ is trading at 152.5 and the VWAP is 153.68. And that would just be a normal rally off of these lows. So it looks to me like a reward versus risk entry point. If I don't get paid here, I'll be out pretty quickly. All right, guys, I better go because I have to manage this transaction. I'll talk to you guys again tomorrow. Thank you so much for joining me. Sorry for the disjointed nature of today, but that's just the market's a beast right now, and so it demands my attention. I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow, 12 o'clock. We'll go over where we are in the markets. We'll talk about how to day trade this market. I wanted to get to that today, but it's just so much to cover. Suffice it to say, I look to buy weakness in the morning. And in a market like this, that's right up until 12:30 is my morning. So here we are getting a risk-on entry point at 12:30, which is pretty interesting. And then I look to sell strength into the afternoon. So if this rally unfolds the way I think it will, and it runs up until, you know, I don't know what time, we'll see, maybe 2, 2:30, 3 o'clock, and we get an opportunity to short, we might short into the close. So with the first trade on a big down morning in a bear market, I'm looking long. And then if that long fizzles out, I look short into the close. And I'll go over more of that tomorrow. I wish you all the best of luck today. Be safe out there. Don't force yourself to trade. Be happy to hold cash. Look at our model portfolios. 100% cash right now. It's okay. For those of you who are aggressive that want to try to day trade, okay. Look to buy the weakness in this morning, which we got. Don't be greedy. Book profits as it runs back up to VWAPs. And then perhaps look to short into the afternoon if the right pattern develops. But it's dangerous out there. I don't recommend this for most people. All right? Take care of yourselves. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening, guys.